Welcome back to Rogue Podcast. I am your host, Kiara, and we're going to get straight into it. So the last month has been extremely crazy. I didn't film for literally a month. I kept getting so upset with myself because I'm like, oh, I need to film. And again, I want to get straight to the point with this episode, but we're going to be talking about the presence of God. And this is something that I'm going to kind of spread out for the next couple of months or weeks or whatever it is. We're going to be having guest episodes very, very, very soon. I'm just waiting to finalize a few things, equipment-wise and things like that. Running a podcast takes a lot. It takes a lot. And it's not cheap. I always say I don't know why God gave me one of the most expensive fields to have gifts in. Because even like photography and things like that, you know, equipment's like over $2,000 for like one singular camera. So yeah, you know, but I'm blessed. And it's just an honor to be in this field. I do love it. And honestly, if I had a choice in that sense, I probably wouldn't be in a camera and things like that. But I know that God has given me a gift and has given all of us a gift. And sometimes God takes us out of our comfort zone. And that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit. Stepping out of our comfort zone, stepping into and being in the presence of God. Because being in the presence of God is not something that we step into. It's not a light switch that we just turn on one day and we're like, hey, you know, I'm gonna be in the presence of God today and this, that, and the third. It's something that we live. This is a lifestyle. And like we talked about before in previous episodes, having a relationship with Christ is a continuous relationship that we have to put in work into. So, you know, with being in the presence of God, it's something that you have to, it's like what we say, you know, picking up our cross daily. Being in the presence of God is a daily sacrifice. It's a daily choice. And he is always with us. And we see in the Bible, we see in the word of God that he is always with us time and time and time and time and time again. And he never leaves us. He never walks away from us. He's always there. Something that has really like stuck with me with the last month is that, you know, we don't find Jesus. We don't find God. God found us. Jesus found us. And we just decided to say, hey, you know, I'm gonna let you in. But he is always knocking on that door and he's always seeking us. He's always looking for us. And that's just how good our Father is, that he never leaves us. So yeah, the last month has been a little crazy. Just a lot of changes, and for myself. And one of the biggest changes that I had been praying about for a couple of months now, for whoever doesn't know, I still am helping a little bit in the youth ministry, for my congregation, but the Lord has called me into a season to be, intentional with my education, not just like a degree, but also within my spiritual education. And I'm going to be doing a lot of trainings this summer and just a lot of exciting things for me, because I'm hungry for the word, and I know that many of us are. But to really dive into the word and really educate yourself and the theology and the like, all of that stuff, that's what I really want to get into. And I've been praying about it. I was like, God, I don't know what you want me to do, and I will follow you wherever you take me. And this year, it's very exciting because the Lord has been amazing, and he's already opened so many doors already. As many of you know, I was in Brazil in December. I'll be in Brazil, I think, again this December of 2025. I'm going across the country. I'm not going to name where yet, but I'm going across the country. And That I'm just so excited. I'm so excited. God is so good, and it's so sometimes it's so hard to believe, you know, God, where are you taking me? And it's hard to believe, like, a small town city, a small city slash town girl could be, you know, God could open doors. But when you pray in faith, and when you pray and say, like, God, I know the plans that you have for me, God really does open those doors, and we just have to be good stewards of that, and we have to be responsible, sons and daughters of God, into understanding that this is an assignment, and this assignment is not for our self glory or our own gain. This is for the expansion of the kingdom. And when we are being sent somewhere, we know that this mission is not for Kiara to be glorified in X church. It's for the Lord to be glorified. So for the last month, I didn't post an episode, and my flesh was like, oh God, you know, I need to be, you know, strict with myself and whatever. But then my spiritual side was, God was really speaking to me about the presence of God and the intimacy of God. And it's crazy because this weekend, I again, another door that has been opened. I will be speaking in Florida at a girls' retreat, and I'm so excited for this weekend. And my best friend Melly, she's actually coming with me. So and she's also speaking, so I'm just so excited to be, you know, that's my best friend of my entire life since we were 3 or 4 years old. And to be able to be traveling and just sharing the gospel and the word of God, it's just a blessing and an honor, especially with my bestie. So I'm really excited for that, and I can't wait for you guys to see all the stuff on social media and all that stuff. So it's gonna be great. But it was funny because the girl who invited us, she's actually one of my friends, also from my childhood. Her father's a pastor as well over there in Florida, and so PK to PK. She had invited us to go speak at this retreat, and she was praying about things, and the Lord had said to her, you know, I want you to speak about the presence of God, me. And my best friend, she had given her an assignment as well. But I was like, that's so, I texted in a group chat, I was like, that's so crazy. I've literally been just like studying the presence of God and just getting into that perspective of the word and perspective of God. And it was just crazy. God kept pointing me back, presence of God, presence of God, presence of God. And I was like, okay. So I started getting into it, and I started realizing some things that while I was in this like period of not posting on my podcast or like an episode, that the Lord was taking me to physically feel his presence. And I realized that in this time, in this last month, that the presence of God is not something that we just go and we seek. The presence of God is what we live and how we move, and it's our lifestyle. So I started to one thing for me, and to make this a little more personal, one thing for me is that I find the presence of God to be extremely loud when I'm in my car, and when, of course, and I'm in my room in my intimate time. But I realized this past month, it's funny because people always make jokes of like, if you're driving with your music off, there's like definitely something wrong with you. And it's like that meme, I don't know if anybody's seen that, where it's like when girls hit a curb and they put the music down and drive home like dead silent. That was me, but minus the hitting a curb. For some reason, almost every time that I would get in my car the last month, I started realizing towards the end, I would be in my car in dead silence. I'd be driving home dead silent. Like, I wouldn't even put on music or nothing. And I'd be in my head, and not necessarily like, oh my gosh, this is going on, this, that, and the third. But I kept going back to God, you know my thoughts, you know my heart. You know how I feel today, you know, and I just kind of started like this communication between me and God, in my car. And even like when I'm home and doing my own things and stuff like that, I try to, as much as possible, I love listening to podcasts, obviously, and sermons and music and all that stuff. But for some reason, I just kept wanting to be in the silence. Like, I just wanted to be in silence. I just wanted to be in the presence of God and just hearing His voice. And when we're in the presence of God, we hear God so loud and clear. And I was listening to this podcast, and I forgot her name, but basically she was talking about how when she was younger, this woman, she was talking about how when she was younger, she had gone to a conference with one of her friends, and she had entered into an elevator, and it was a very large conference, hundreds of Christians. And she had gone into the elevator with her friend, and she had said that she smelled like roses. And it wasn't like roses, like a perfume where it's like kind of that tacky smell, but it was roses, like fresh roses. And people say that when they're sometimes people have that physical experience with God and being in His presence, some people like smell things. And it's like this fresh scent. And she said that, it was one experience that she'll never forget. And she had said to her friend, "Oh my gosh, we're the presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. Like, what do? Are we supposed to go to a mountain and this, that, and the third?" And she ended up going to speak to one of the speakers, and they waited in line. And she ended up telling the experience to the speaker, and the speaker said to her, "Silly little girl. If you only understood that God just wanted to be in your presence. God just wanted you to be in His presence. It's not this big sign or going to a mountain or fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. He just wants to be in our presence." And that resonated with me so much because I feel like as Christians, sometimes we want this like big experience and, like I said, go to the mountain and go and do all these crazy things, and it's like God is just calling us to be in His presence. And that changed me, that convicted me so deep because it made me realize like it's not about these crazy supernatural experiences. It's so simple to the point where God just wants to be with us. And like I said, we see in the word that God is with us time after time and age through age. And you see from the beginning and the end, He has never left. And it's funny because a few nights ago, me and my parents and my boyfriend, we were talking about, how the word is still alive and active. The Rhema word of God is still, the word is still alive. The word is still active. We have these books, right? But there's nothing to add. God completed the word because, right, the word is inspired by God. God used all these people to write these books, but the word is inspired by Him. And this book, the Bible, it's done. It's sealed. There's no more to add to it. God, whatever's in there is what God wanted to be in this book, but the word is still alive. And yes, it's finished, but it's still alive. So the beautiful part of God is understanding that He's still alive and active, and He's still working today. So being in the presence of God, something that there's so much that I want to touch on, but like I said, I want to spread this out because I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to get into this. But the greatest teacher will be in the presence of the Lord. Something that while I was in this theme of the word, I just realized that just being in the presence of God is always going to be the greatest teacher. That's where our greatest revelation comes in. That's where God speaks to us so deeply and so profoundly, is when we're in His presence and we're seeking it, like to be in it so tangibly. And it's not something that the presence is not something that you train. It's not something that you train for. It's like, you know, I was listening to something and this like changed my perspective. You know, it's great to go to courses and trainings and learn about the word and this, that, and the third, but you can't train the presence. The presence is something that it's supernatural. It's a personal experience. Like, just like our salvation, it's personal, it's individual. The presence of God is just as personal and intimate. And we see that God reveals himself to people time after time in different ways. And he always meets us where we're at, and he always seeks us where we're at. So something that I wrote and I wanted to read this was, being in the presence of God reveals our gifts and produces our fruit. You're not really praying until you forget you are. And being in the presence, when you're so deep in the presence, I've realized I forget where I am. I forget that I'm praying. I forget that I'm having a conversation. And the presence, like I said, the presence isn't something that you train for. The presence isn't something you train for. You train for physical, to be disciplined. You train for your flesh to sit down and be intimate with him. You train your flesh to be disciplined enough to say, this is the time that I'm going to be with him, and I'm going to separate this time from him. I'm not saying that that's the only time that you're going to be speaking to God, because our relationship is far, far beyond just having an hour or two with God in the morning or in the night. You know, being in the presence of God is a daily thing. It's a daily choice. So we train our flesh, but we do not train the presence. The presence is always there. So we have to train our flesh to submit to the spiritual, right? So, like I said, the presence is something that we live in. And like I was saying in the beginning, you know, there's so many changes in my life, and there's so many things that have been happening. And in the last month, I'm just going. In the last month, God has just shown me so many things, and it's so beautiful just to see God take me back to some points of the word. And I know that, like, when I first started the podcast, God had brought me to Genesis, and I spoke about this a long time ago, but I wanted to re-touch on it again. And, you know, we're talking about changes, we're talking about being in the presence of the Lord, and when God calls us, and when God is seeking for our obedience, that's what's important. It's not about like this assignment that we have to accomplish for us to feel like, as humans, our flesh, we're constantly wanting to feel this sense of achievement. Like, and we see it in our culture, you know, you have to have a degree, you have to get this brand new car, you have to have a house, you have to have, you know, the wife and husband or kids or whatever it is. And it just becomes this, like, I'm just trying to reach points to achieve and have this like sense of, I don't even know how to explain this. We're just so accustomed to always wanting to achieve something to make ourselves feel good. And the thing is, with, you know, when God calls us somewhere, this is not about a feel-good moment. This is where we get so lost in our feelings and getting so comfortable with, oh, but this is how I feel. How many times? There's so many times I could tell you, you know, I've known people who say, oh no, but I just don't feel like going. I didn't feel like attending service. I didn't feel like calling my friend. I didn't feel like going to work. And this is our problem. This is the problem in our society and in our culture, is that we're so in our feelings, and it's so dangerous. It is so dangerous to the point where this is what brings people to depression and anxiety is that we're always feeling something. And a lot of the times, and I can testify on this so heavily, I have, you know, the Lord has set me free from depression and anxiety. And it was a long process and journey on understanding why and how to control my thoughts and understand that I can't control the future and I can't control the things ahead of me, and finding that peace and that stillness with God. And you know, with depression, a lot of the times you get isolated and you want to go into this, like, into this bubble, and you just want to stay by yourself. But the problem with that is that as much as God finds us in our intimate place, so does the enemy. And sometimes when we're in a weak and vulnerable state and we're not able to understand and use the word as a shield or as a sword, we get into these moments and the enemy finds us in vulnerable states. And now this is where demonization happens. And I'm not saying like, oh, now I'm possessed and things like that. I'm talking about this is where we get so lost in our thoughts. And this is where the enemy starts filtering and attacking our mind to confuse us and to derail us. And this is why it's so important that community, we surround ourselves around community. This is important. Why we need to have an intimate relationship with the Lord, because we get into these isolated moments and then we're so far from him because our feelings got in the way of our distance with him. So backtrack. Again, you know, God calls us to be intimate with him and be in the presence. And our assignment is not the goal, right? It's God is calling us, and God has a plan for each and every single one of us, and God has a calling for each and every single one of us and a purpose. But it's not about the like checking a box off. This is about the good news of the Lord. This is about reaching people who have yet to know who he is or need a guidance and deliverance. And it's doing his work. And we see the apostles, we're disciples. We're just like the disciples. We are disciples. When we give our lives to Christ and we start following him, we are disciples of him. So as we continue this journey, as we continue to walk with him, you know, God, where do you want to take us? Where do you want us to go? Regardless of my feelings, I need my flesh to die so that you can live within me. And it's like, I'm pretty sure I was talking about this on my last episode. You know, you can't fill something old with something new. You first have to remove the old to fill it with the new. And it's like, this is like a perfect example. It's like, I love coffee. I'm a coffee drinker. It's so bad and I'm trying to lean off of it. But, you know, there's some people, myself, that we get a cup of coffee, and let's say it's hot coffee especially. I try not to drink hot coffee. I love iced coffee. But hot coffee especially, how many of us get a cup of coffee, and sometimes it's at work or at home or whatever, and you start working, you start getting busy, and you leave the cup of coffee. You've maybe drank like 4 or 5 sips from it. You leave the cup of coffee and you completely forget about it. I do that a lot. You completely forget about it, and then you go back to drink it, and it's like freezing cold. And it's not even like iced coffee cold. It's like room temperature cold. So yeah, you have to put it in the microwave, but sometimes, I don't know, for me, I feel like I have to make a whole new cup of coffee. And it's the same concept. We can't fill something with something new when there's still that old product in it. And that's what God wants to do to us. He doesn't want to change what's already inside of us. He wants to remove what's inside of us, throw it away, and then place Jesus Christ and Christ, the spirit of him, inside of us. So like I said, we were talking about changes and different things happening, and God has brought me back to Abram. And in Genesis 12, it says, "The Lord had said to Abram, 'Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you.' So Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him." The thing with this part of Genesis is that it says, "Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you." God was saying, "I'm going to take you to where I am going to show you." He didn't say, "You're going to go exactly here." He said, "I'm going to show you." He didn't give him a direct location. He said, "I'm going to show you the land that I'm going to bring you to." Meaning that in Abram's journey, he continued to show him, "Here's where you need to go. Here's where you need to follow. Here's where you need to go. Here's where you need to follow." And that's exactly what the Lord wants to do to us. He wants to show us every single step of the journey. And this is the part that gets gets difficult, because on this journey, of course, Abram ran into difficulties and problems. Imagine traveling. I'm going to be traveling. I've had trips where I run into a few problems, and sometimes flights delay or a bag didn't come out of the carousel quick enough. And along my journey, I found that there's these small minor issues. And sometimes these small minor issues, God is having us do a pit stop to remember to rely on Him and know that I am the one who sustains you. So in our journey spiritually, we're going to come across these difficulties, not because God wants to give us difficulties or situations or trials, but because He wants us to understand that I am the one who you are following. Don't forget where you're going. I am the one who's directing every single step ahead of you. So don't take the credit from that. Don't take the credit from God. And I love how He says, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous. And it's not even about, this is the thing, it's not even about being famous. In this culture, oh my gosh, everyone wants to be famous. Everyone wants to be known. Everyone wants to be, you know, TikTok famous, Instagram famous. And it's not even about having this platform. People need to understand that having a platform is a responsibility. Having a platform, oh, this is convicting. Having a platform is such a responsibility, and it's not something that is taken lightly. This is an assignment that God has given us, that we are supposed to be holding this gift, this blessing, as a responsibility, because this is His work, not ours. And knowing that we work for God, He does not work for us. We work for Him. He does not work for us. Take that in. Take that one in. Anyways, so going into Exodus, I'm running today. I hope y'all are keeping up with me. So Exodus 33, Moses sees the Lord's glory. One day Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, 'Take these people up to the promised land,' but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You have told me, 'I know you by name and look favorably on you.'" This is 33:13. "If it is true that you look favorably on me, let me know your ways so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember that this nation is your very own people." The Lord replied, I will personally go with you. Don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know what you look favorably on me? How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people, if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. Ugh, so good. I'm going to read that again. For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. This was Moses being led out of Egypt, setting the people free, setting the Israelites free, and going to the promised land. And it wasn't... Oh, I gotta get into this. Hold up. I heard something and I read this. I posted this actually not too long ago. You know, it's not about getting to our promised land. It's about setting other people free from their Egypt. And the thing with our relationship with the Lord and this journey is that it's not about what we're going to accomplish. It is about the body of Christ being set free from their Egypt. Our brothers and sisters, we are to look out for them. We are to hold one another accountable. We are to pray for one another. We are to be in union with one another. This is the walk. It is sacrificial. It is so sacrificial. And the word here says, I will personally go with you. The Lord replied to Moses, I'm gonna go with you. I know it looks scary, but I will be with you. I will go with you. And then it says right here, for your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. Being in the presence of the Lord, we are set apart from people. We are set apart from just the people of the earth. But we are a called generation. We are a generation that has been chosen. And I'm not talking about just all my 22, 23-year-olds that listen to my podcast. I'm talking about the people of this time, the people, whoever listens to this episode, whoever listens to this podcast, regardless of your age, you are called and you are chosen. You have been selected from your mother's womb. You have been called from the beginning of time. God had you in the palm of his hand. God knew the beginning and he knows the end of your story and the end of your life. And every single step that you take, every single moment, every single season, it is for his glory and not yours. Thank you, Jesus. So, the Lord replied to Moses, I will indeed do what you have asked for. I look favorably on you and know you by name. He knows us by name. He knows us by our name, meaning you have been called for a time like this because I know you by name. That's how important you are. And Moses responded, then show me your glorious presence. The Lord replied, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you. For I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose. But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live. The Lord continued, look, stand near me on this rock. As my glorious presence passes by, I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face will not be seen. There's so much there. Again, I don't want to unpack everything. We're going to come back to this, but it says the Lord the Lord replied, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you. Yahweh means I am who I am. I am the I am. That's actually one of my favorite names of God. So in this verse, you see Moses being called to set these people free. And that is such a large task. That is such a large task. But it's nothing that isn't still active and happening now. You know, God calls us, maybe not for thousands of people, and maybe it might be a few people in your workplace or in your schools, but God is calling you for this. God has put these people in your life because he's saying, I need you to be obedient to my voice, to bring your brothers and sisters to my feet, to understand that being in the presence of God is an honor. It is an honor. The presence of God isn't trained. It's life transformative. Like I said in the beginning, we don't train the presence of God, but this is something that transforms our life. Being in the presence of God will transform your life completely. You can't be in the presence of God without him convicting you. Without you feeling convicted. It's not even him convicting you. It's just without you feeling convicted, because the Holy Spirit does the convicting. You can't be in his presence without knowing that you're in the presence of God. Because that's how powerful God is. And God wants us to draw so near to him. God wants us to draw so near to him that we start to see him in us. We start to see the fruit in our lives when we start to draw near to him, when we start to draw near to his voice, when we start to draw near to his spirit. We start to see this transformation in our lives. We cannot stay the same being in the presence of God. You can't. And that's why, you know, there's some people that I've met that they're like, I come to church or whatever, and come to a Bible study. And they're like, I got to change some things first before I go to church. Sweetheart, let me tell you something. You can't. We do not have the power to change things in our lives. We do not have the power to fight off temptation or our struggles or our sin. That is only something that the Holy Spirit can give us the strength for. That Jesus Christ can give us the strength for. The same Spirit that resurrected Jesus Christ from the grave is the same Spirit that lives within us. Jesus said, I leave you this gift. And the gift was the Holy Spirit. He left with the Spirit. That's why we as believers, we don't say, Holy Spirit, come. No, the Holy Spirit was already given. The Holy Spirit it's already within us once we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now we have the gift of the Spirit. And I just want to wrap up a little bit. A story that the Lord had been highlighting to me very, very, very much was the virgins with the candles, the 10 virgins. Matthew 25 says, then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The 5 who were foolish didn't take enough olive oil for their lamps, but the other 5 were wise enough to take along extra oil. I'm not going to read the rest. I just want to focus on that point. It says, 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. The thing with lamps in that time, you had to constantly fill them with oil, olive oil, and then trim the wicks. And this was a symbol that you constantly have to tend to your relationship with Christ. This is a daily walk. In this instance, this is hourly, maybe even less than, I think it was like maybe less than 30 minutes that you constantly had to do this. Fill it with oil, cut the wicks. Fill it with oil, cut the wicks. This is how attentive we need to be with our spiritual life and with our walk with Jesus Christ. It is not something that we're like, okay, I'm going to open my Bible on Monday and then wait till next Sunday to hear a good word from pastor. And then Monday, I'm going to do the same thing. And you don't do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is a constant thing. You can't go to the gym on one day expecting a transformation. It has to be a constant. You have to be committed to the gym to see change. It's the same thing with our spiritual lives. You have to be so committed that you start to see the transformation within your life because you've been so disciplined and so committed to the word of God and so committed to your time and intimate time with him that it starts to transform you. Whew. Jesus. We love you. So, the beautiful thing about, you know, in using the same concept, the context, the olive oil and the lamps, I want my oil to spill over so much that it starts reaching to the people next to me. I want to walk into a room that people don't see Kiki. People see Jesus Christ in me. People see the Spirit of God in me because that's how much I embrace Jesus in my life. I don't want it to be about me. This is why being like, dying to our flesh, dying to ourselves, it's not about us. Being in his presence is not about us. It's not about our self-gain. Being in his presence is because he wants to just be with us sometimes, because he wants to transform us. And I have one question. Are you okay with seeing the harvest and not being a part of it? I want you to ask yourself, are you okay with, am I okay? Ask yourself, am I okay with seeing the harvest and not being a part of it? And if you're not okay with not being a part of it, you need to do a heart check. Sorry. I'm going to be so black and white right now. We need heart checks now. In this time, in this age, we need a heart check. If you're not okay with not being a part of it and your name not being a part of it and on a stool and on a pedestal and whatever it is, check your heart. Because there needs to be these roots of pride ripped out of us. It is a root of pride. It is a spirit of pride that needs to be ripped out of our hearts. And sometimes we have to stop questioning every single thing that's happening in our life. Stop questioning the things that are happening. And just understand when we listen and we sit in silence with the Lord, he's always speaking to us. Always speaking to us. So we're going to pick up in this episode. There's so much to talk about. We're definitely going to do part two. Part two, three, four. It's going to be good. It's going to be so good. I'm so excited. Like I said, there's going to be some changes. There's going to be episodes coming out with guests and some traveling, a lot of traveling. So bear with me. But yes, I'm so excited. I love you guys so much. Let's end this in prayer. Let's end this in prayer. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for giving us the opportunity to be able to be stewards of your word and stewards in this time, Lord, that we are equipped in every season of our life, Lord, that we are obedient, that you call, when you call us, Lord, we are obedient to your voice, God. We understand that it's not about us and it's not about our desires, Lord, but it's about the assignment that you have called for us, God. It is about this time and this age, Lord, that there needs to be a shift. There needs to be a revival, Lord. We understand that there's a revival happening now, Lord. So we pray that you prepare us. We pray that we just seek your presence daily, Lord. I pray that each and every single one of us, we continue to seek for your voice. We continue to hear your voice, Lord, in every single season. Lord, we know that you are still speaking. We know that you are still active. We know that you are still working, God, and that we continue to be vigilant of every single thing that you are doing in our lives, Lord. Do not allow us to be ignorant to when you're speaking, ignorant to when you are moving, God. Lord, we know that you continue to work. Even in the silence, even in the chaos, you continue to work, God. Lord, we are here to serve you. We are here to be disciples of you, followers of you. Lord, we know that your word says, good and faithful servant. Good and faithful servant. So we ask to be servants of the kingdom, servants of your work, God, that you continue to lead us where you call us and to seek your presence daily, hourly. Lord, we just want to be with you. We just want you to be with us. So we thank you for what you're doing. Lord, I pray for the podcast. I pray for each and every single person's lives. Lord, I pray for the assignment that you have called in my life, that it is your work, that it is your platform and not mine. God, we thank you for what you're doing in this time. We understand that you have called us for a time like this. So Lord, we just pray in your mighty name. Amen and amen. I'm so excited. I will see you guys in the next EP. Make sure to share, comment, subscribe, like, do all of that. Go follow my IG and stuff like that. So I love you guys so much. And I'll see you next time. Bye.